Shalom be'ezel shem learned daf pei aleph of masechta ksubas. Some of the topics we're learning about include: generally, the husband is obligated to pay for the burial of his wife. The Gemara will pose a question of who pays for the kavura of a shemeres yavam. If the widow awaiting gibum dies, does the yavam pay because he inherits her ksuba, or does her family pay because they inherit her nichsi meluk? A machlekes b'shami b'shil whether nitna ksuba ligves mechayim. This means that we say that once the husband dies, the ksuba is seen as belonging to his wife, and therefore when the yavam inherits it, we see it as if the yavam is receiving it from the yavama, or loy nitna ksuba ligves mechayim. This means that we don't see the ksuba as ever belonging to the wife, and therefore when the yavam inherits it, we see it as the yavam is receiving it from his brother, and not the yavama. The opinion of Bishamai that shtar ho'imi ligoves kegavadami, a shtar in which property is meshubit to a creditor is considered as if it has already been collected and that the property is considered to belong to the creditor. It's only that if the debtor pays with money that the property no longer belongs to the creditor. Loyashkechan tana demachmer trei chomer b'ksuba. Since the whole ksuba is only midrabanan, we don't treat it so strictly as to implement a din if it's only applicable if we follow two strict opinions.